Well, today I want to talk about one free tool, five great solutions that it offers, and it is a free, absolutely free, ministry multitasker that anybody can easily and effectively use. Now, how many of you recognize this symbol? Do you know what this is? It's a brand this goes with. It is the Victorinox Swiss Army knife. Greatest little knife you ever had. It is a multitasker. It's not the first in its line. The name is often used, though. A Swiss Army knife, you hear people use that term as a metaphor for something that's useful, something that's versatile. You hear people just use that as a metaphor in many ways. But this was not the first multi-purpose knife that was ever invented. It's the most well-known because, in biased opinion, it is the best. The original Swiss Army knife was patented on June 12th of 1897. But earlier versions of a similar contraption date back to the days of the Roman Empire. There was actually like a multi-purpose eating utensil that the Roman legions had that they used. But the fact is that people have been using and people have been developing better multitaskers for centuries. Because people like multitaskers. Now, this particular model, if you'll notice, it's got several tools in it. It's got a knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, scissors, a pick, a screwdriver, and a hook. And several of these can be used for more than one purpose. And so you can see this is a very versatile tool to have. Fall folds up. You can carry it easily in your pocket. Take it anywhere you go except through TSA security. Because I have lost one before in Kansas City Airport when they stole my knife and took it away from me. But they are very versatile to have. And they come, you know, to fit all budgets. You can get one for under 20 bucks or you can spend up to $300 to get one depending on what model you need and want to use. The Leatherman is another very popular multitasker that a lot of people like. They swear by, carry it in their pocket or carry it on their belt. Because people like tools that can be used multiple ways that can solve a variety of problems. People like multitaskers. So we want to talk about one free tool, five great solutions it offers, and even more. But it's a free ministry multitasker. And again, anybody can easily and effectively use this one simple one-sheet tool. Many churches have similar objectives that they'd like to accomplish. There are several things that most any church you talk with, there are things that they would like to accomplish in their ministry. They would like to encourage and equip the parents in their church to disciple their children. They would like to elevate the value of families and discipleship in their church. They'd want that to be very important. They'd like to make a positive impact on their guest. I mean, everybody wants to do that. You'd like to position your church in the community as a place that loves and serves families. You want your community to be known. Hey, that's a place I can go. I can take my family. They will love on us and they will help us. And you want to be able to recruit volunteers and leaders for your ministry. So these are some very common objectives that most every church is trying to accomplish in one way or the other. Churches that are doing these things are looking for ways to be more effective at them, and churches that are not are looking for ways to help them to get started. And so Randall House offers one of the greatest multitasking tools for churches and ministries, and again, it is absolutely free. So this one resource, it can promote discipleship. It can help your people grow in the Lord. It can help you love and shepherd your people well, help you connect and minister to your guest. It can help you reach your community. It can help your people get plugged into serving so that they can cultivate and use their God-given talents and spiritual gifts to help others and honor God. So all this can be done with one simple tool, and it is the parent pages like I've handed out to you. Now, you'll notice something a little different about the one you're holding and the one that you see here. Can you spot the difference in it? If you'll notice up at the top, the one you have has some white space here, and that's intentionally designed. This is the customizable version, and it's intentionally designed. You can put your church logo, you can put your church information there. And so this is something that is not from Randall House that you give to your people. This is something from your church that you're handing out to your people. This is the basic model that we have, but it's also available in a customizable format for that very reason. Now, encouraging and equipping parents to disciple their children. Most Christian parents would love to be more spiritually engaged with their children and their teens if they knew how. For whatever reason, and it may just be a work of Satan, but we are intimidated about having spiritual conversations with our children and our teenagers. There's just something about it that it becomes tense. It becomes awkward. It's not natural. You think about it, it should be for a believer. But I think it's just one of those things Satan has done to us. He's made it a very awkward thing. And most parents in your church are busy. I mean, they're carrying a lot of responsibility, a lot of weight on their shoulders, a lot of stress. And if we're going to help anybody in need, we have to meet them where they are and help them take small, doable steps toward better. You can't expect somebody to just blossom overnight, but we've got to make it easy for them, give them some simple steps to follow to get them on the right path and moving forward. And so Parent Pages is very simple. It's the one sheet, front and back. You can print them off as you need. You can email them out. But it gives parents enough to start engaging with their families around the Word of God every week. What you have on that one sheet is enough to get a parent going and to get them started. So one of the first things you look at on that page up at the top is the objective. It tells you what the objective is for this particular week, and that's the starting point. And that's basically the why you're doing what you're doing. Why do parents want to talk with their kids about God and His Word? Well, because we want our children to know God, learn to love God, grow to love His Word. Simon Sinek is very popular with his book, Start With Why. And the whole premise of his book is you need to know why you are doing what you do if you're going to be good at doing it. We need to let the why inform the what and the how. And so we start off with the objective. On this particular week, it says family members seek to know and obey God's Word, making it their final authority for what they believe and how they live. Now think for a moment. If our children and our teenagers could solidify this in their heart, that God and His Word is the final authority on everything, how radically that could change their lives. If they could internalize that God and His Word are the final authority. They're bombarded with things from the world trying to tell them, you know, how to think differently. But if we could ingrain in them, so that's the objective for this week, what we'd like to do. We're going to talk in such a way with them and cover passages of Scripture and key truths to help instill in them. You know, God and His Word are the final authority. So that's a great objective, knowing what we want to accomplish. That in itself, if a parent could just wrap their head around that objective, that's going to help them beginning to think differently about what they're trying to do and why it's so important that they engage with their children and their teenagers about God and His Word. Well, next you're going to see on there, there's a little background information, how the lesson fits into the story of the Bible. There are some staggering statistics that are out there about how biblical literacy has plummeted in the last decade. Biblical literacy, just basically knowing the story of the Bible, knowing the books of the Bible, knowing some of the main characters of the Bible. Just a basic, you know, overall understanding of the Bible. Biblical literacy has plummeted. And so we have a generation that's come up that really don't know nearly as much about the Bible as we may know. You know, I grew up in church, grew up in Sunday school, so I had a good understanding. Before I was saved, I had a good understanding of the Bible. But we've got a generation of kids. We've got a generation of young adults, teenagers, and children that don't have that background. And so again, it's very important that we try to develop and build that biblical literacy, that they just understand that there is one overarching story of redemption, and that is the Bible that God has given to us. And so we need to be helping them understand that. The Bible is God's coherent message to His crowning creation. Now you think about that, that God loved us so much. We are the crowning creation. I mean, when He had created everything else, then He made mankind, and it was, you know, His delight. And He has given us a message that we can understand in His Word. Now that's just a glorious thing, and we want to instill that in our children and our teenagers. So we help them.
Can I interrupt you, ask you a question? I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
I'm a child of the 80s. So, and I remember, I probably, before I was ever saved, I was 12 when I was saved, I probably heard every Bible story at least a dozen times. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and you had mentioned that children these days do not have a good groundwork knowledge of what is happening in the Bible. Is that just a trend from the 70s and 80s that we were going over that? Because I'm thinking of our own church, I'm a pastor's wife, but I also deal with the youth, and I'm thinking the children that come into my class, they don't have a good working knowledge of Bible stories. And you have to have that foundation before you can teach life principles. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do, I understand. I think that's the result of several years of we had somehow fallen into this mentality that we take our children to church and the church will teach them what they need to know and disciple them. And so there was never any reiteration at home. It was not a conversation at home. I am part of a generation that, you know, even though I came from a great home, had great parents, grew up in a great church, you know, I never had anyone that personally took me under their wing and discipled me. And so there's a lot I missed in that. And so as a grown man, you're trying to compensate for that, and you're trying to help yourself to grow and such. And so we have a generation of parents that really were ill-equipped to pour into their own children. And so you get your kids to church, and if church is that thing that you do on Sunday, and that's pretty much it, it doesn't carry over into the home, you can expect they're going to kind of tune out what they're getting at church. And so we have a generation, maybe two generations of people that we have seen this slide that people just do not have a biblical background. You can say, well, I raised my kid in church, right, but if there wasn't carryover in home, if they didn't also have conversations around God and His Word in the home, they just tuned out what they heard at church and it never clicked. And so that has contributed to this drop in biblical literacy that people don't have. And so with a lot of the kids that we're trying to minister now, it's kind of like we're back to square one. We're back to the drawing board, because you're right, they don't have a biblical background that helps so much. Like if they're sitting in the sermon, they're going to hear a pastor make passing references to stories and passages they're not familiar with. And so it goes back to, even as a pastor, we've got to realize that everybody in our congregation, they may not be tracking with everything we're saying. So we've got to kind of rethink how we're presenting a sermon. I'm not saying we dumb it down, but we do have to keep the cookies on the bottom shelf and make sure that people can track with us. We can't just reference back to a story that we're familiar with. We've got to give background and context whenever we're talking to these people, because they don't have the same background. And so it's very important that we try to instill that biblical literacy as much as we possibly can. And it is a process. Nobody gets it, you know, in 6 months, a year, 6 years. I mean, it is a growing thing that you continue to build Bible knowledge upon Bible knowledge. And the more we build our Bible knowledge, the better we're able to receive from the sermons and even from other teaching opportunities that we sit under. And so this is one way you know, to help build that. And again, it's like kind of going back to square one with so many, and that's why we have to start out with simple things. We don't throw, you know, systematic theology at them. We try to cover one objective in a week, and we try to show them, you know, once a week, okay, this is how this fits into the Bible, and we're just building that. It does take time. But we want to instill in them, even before they understand and shape their biblical worldview, we want to speak into that and help them understand the Bible is God's message to His creation. So if we get that in their heads and their hearts, then they're more likely to latch on to the truths as we talk through them and teach them. And so this is very important that we do so. The Bible basics is also next in the blue square. And it just gives you something to do. Memorize Psalm 119, 105. And again, this helps bridge that gap with these generations that have lost that Bible background. And so we're not only teaching them that God's Word is the final authority, we're teaching them that the Bible is God's message to His creation. We're trying to get it into their heads and into their hearts where they're beginning to memorize that. And the more scripture we memorize and carry with us, the more it helps us when we face things in life. So this also puts a little bit of pressure on dad and mom. You know, I can't, you know, encourage my kid to memorize Psalm 119, 105 if I'm not going to try to memorize it myself. And so this is a good thing. So already, you know, we've seen in the objective and how the lesson fits in the story of the Bible basics, that's a lot just in that when we understand what it is we're trying to accomplish here. Then we have the scripture text. Read the word, Psalm 119. Parent pages are built around getting families engaged in the word together. And there is absolutely nothing that can equip our children and our teenagers better to face life than reading the Bible as a family. Not necessarily sitting down together with the big old family Bible and open it, but making sure that everyone in the home is reading God's Word and we talk about God's Word. And I'm not saying that we have to sit down for an hour and have a dissertation about something, but we're just in the natural flow of the day. We're just, every opportunity we have, we're just talking about what we read in God's Word. And as we're talking about in the home, that has more impact than all the church that we can go to in a lifetime. And so, again, we want to be sure that we're encouraging that daily engagement with God's Word as much as we possibly can with our families. And then you have a review of the key truths of the scripture you read. This coincides with the D6 curriculum. If you're using that in your church, you have your Sunday class and you've covered these key truths. And so here they are again on the page. And this is more for the parent. This is not necessarily for your children, these key truths as it's written out here. This is to help the parent because again, a lot of parents, you know, they may not have the Bible background that you and I have. And so they're going to need a little coaching to help them so that they don't feel so intimidated about talking with their kids about the Bible. And so here they have, you know, boom, 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 three truths we pull from Psalm 119. And so that kind of coaches them up to be able to answer a question and carry on an intelligent conversation with their children. Now, this is not designed for the parent to have the kids all sit down and read through it. That would be a mistake. But this does help the parent kind of understand and internalize this so that they then, in their words, they can talk with their children, their teenagers about, well, you know, here's what we saw in Psalm 119 this week. And they can just kind of share. And it may be something that's much briefer than what we read here. But again, it's coming from parent to child. There's that automatic heart connection that already exists. Let's use it for God's Word. And so that's what we do to help the parents. On the flip side, you see discussion starters. The key truths prepare the parent that they're able to more effectively engage with the discussion starters. And again, the parent doesn't have to use these questions as they're printed, but these questions can help the parent understand, okay, I'd like to ask this. This is how I'd like to ask it. It kind of gives them a guide of that's how you get the conversation going. So the parent can just kind of work through this, and you're just trying to get the conversation going, and it doesn't have to be, you know, a half hour conversation. You're just taking a few minutes, maybe around the breakfast table, and say, hey, you know, Sunday when we covered this, and I was just thinking, what do you think about? You know, and you're just throwing a question out. You're just trying to get a conversation. It gives you an opportunity that you can reinforce a key truth that you learned. So we've given the parents some very simple steps they can follow to begin engaging with their children and their families. And so Parent Pages helps us to equip and encourage parents to disciple their own children. They're everyday extras that are down there, and it's simply a way for the family to interact with those truths. And then you see the preschool highlights, and it's just a way to make sure that we're not leaving our youngest ones behind. We want to keep the cookies on the bottom shelf for them. And so one sheet, and you've given a parent everything they need that they can begin talking with their children and their teenagers about God and His Word. And so we encourage and equip parents to disciple their children, going through the different features of the parent page each week. And we also can use it to elevate the value of families and discipleship in our churches. The church is made up of families. The church is a family. It's a family of families. Strong churches don't make strong families. Strong families make strong churches. And that's why we want to be pouring into the families that we have, because it's only going to strengthen the church when we do so. So families are kind of a big deal when you think about it, and we need to make sure that they're a big deal in our church. And we want to be careful. There are a lot of single parent families. We don't want them to feel isolated in any way. We're just talking about household units, and we want to do everything we can to make sure they feel they are a part of the family of the church. And so make family a big deal. The teacher of your children's classes or the leader of your children's ministry could, at the end of class, have these printed out, and they could hand them out to each of the children as they're exiting the class. And the odds of that making it home are probably pretty slim. I mean, it's just going to be left on a pew somewhere to be picked up and thrown away. Anything worth doing is worth being intentional about it. And so we just need to think, what is the best way to get this valuable tool in the hands of the parents where we want it to go? I mean, how can we do that? What if you handed out parent pages, your main worship service, as people are exiting the building, you had someone posted at the exits, and they're handing these out to your people as they leave the building. The last thing that's put in their hand as they walk out of the building. Now, some are going to just leave it in the vehicle, but some are going to take it home and they're going to look at it again, and you've increased your chance of making an impact with them. What if the parent pages were actually referenced somewhere in the worship service? Maybe when your pastor, you know, he's concluded, he's done his benediction, whatever, and he makes some comment about, and by the way, be sure you take your parent pages home, and you're just keeping that in front of your people. And what you're implying, what you're helping them understand, is you really matter to us. We want to give you a tool that's going to help you in what you're doing. You could include the objective or pull a quote from the parent pages. Use that in your church bulletin, your program, on your Facebook feed, whatever kind of things you're utilizing to communicate with your people. You could reference something from the parent pages. You could put a link to download the parent pages. If the church has got a cloud service, just load it up and have it there. Email it out, whatever you could do. But if you intentionally hand them out last thing, if you reference that somewhere in the worship service, if you include it and mention it in your church communications, just think how more effective that's going to be connecting with the parents. Offer a class to show parents how to use it. Now, you could do that in basically 3 minutes. But you know, you could have a special gathering at some point, a dinner for the families in your church just to love on them a little bit. And you could have somebody just take these, hand them out, and in, you know, just a few minutes, you could kind of coach them. Here's how you use it. Here's what you do with it. And then just love on them. See, all these things you do, none of these get your parents 100% engaged, but everything you do increases the odds of them getting engaged with it. And so that's what we have to work on. All of this, again, shows how important the families are to your church. You could incorporate testimonies of parents who use parent pages. So if you've got some parents, and maybe they've been struggling through some things with their children, their teenagers, and you've kind of taken them under your wing, you've coached them up, you've talked to them, you're putting these resources in their hands, things are beginning to get better in their home, you had that shared from the stage in the church. That's going to impact a lot of parents. And they're going to say, well, if it worked and it helped them, it can work and it can help me. Personal stories are powerful. And so incorporate them. Find a family that you just want to work with, get them going with it, then kind of highlight them, let them tell their story. You're going to get other parents that want to get connected with it using it. Again, this intentionally shows that you care about families and you want to equip them to do discipleship in their home. Parent pages also makes that positive impact on your guests. The page you're holding has that customizable space. And so you want to be sure that you're putting, you know, some of your church information there as you're handing them out. Use parent pages with your Connect card or your church brochure. Most every church has something they want to hand out to their guest. Now, usually what we hand out to our guest is information about the church, or it's a way that we want to capture their name and their contact information. These are things we need to be doing. But what if you put this in there and handed this out as well? What if you put this in their hand and they took it home with them? Parent Pages is a tool that will engage your guests beyond that first impression that they had at your church. So they're going to take that home. And let's assume they take it in the house and they set it down. They walk by it later and they look at it and they pick it up again, look at it and look at that church, and they're thinking like, you know, wow, it's pretty neat. You know, church gave this to me. The church actually gave me something I can use. And so again, that is such a simple thing we can do. But it can make that second and third impression when that family looks at that parent page again. Curiosity probably will cause a good percentage of them to actually look over it and see what it's really all about. And so the parent page is more than just a static page of information. It is a tool parents could effectively use. They're going to flip that over and see discussion stars, and they're going to think, huh, that'd be pretty neat. Talk to my kids about that. And so what you're doing is you're just making that positive impact on your guests by simply including parent pages in what you hand your guest as they're leaving. And they convey that your church cares about people. Just as you're showing your own flock how important they are to you, you're showing your guest how important they are and that your church is a place that loves families and wants to help them grow. They can help position your church in the community as a place that loves families. Every church is known for something. Your community has some impression of your church. They notice how the grounds are kept. They read the parking lot, you know, to see, you know, okay, if people are really, is anybody going there? Do they care? Whatever. They notice the members when they are out and about in the community. Wouldn't it be great if your community at large saw your church as a place that loved families? That's how we'd want to be known. Well, parent pages can help us accomplish that. as you have communities or you have families from your community visit and they see how your church cares for families through parent pages, they'll tell someone. If bad things are going on in your church, your community knows about it because somebody's telling somebody. If good things are going on in your church, your community knows because somebody's telling somebody. And so with parent pages, when you're passing these out and guests are seeing like, hey, they really care about families, they're going to tell somebody else in their community, a neighbor, a family member, whatever. So what if you mailed out or emailed or handed out parent pages to your community? I mean, there's no reason you can't do it. You just make the copies or you just load it up in an email and you push it out. Somebody in your church should be tracking and keeping a database of all the families in your church, their names, their birthdays, their addresses, their phone numbers, their email addresses. Somebody in your church should be keeping that database so that you can communicate with your people. And as you have guests come to your church, you want to gather their information so that you can also communicate with them. And so you could email to them or mail out to them. You could place these in places of business with permission in your community. You've ever gone to a doctor's office and you're going to pick up like the magazine Highlights that you've seen a children's magazine around. Remember, you used to see the Bible story books in some of the doctor's offices around. And so get permission, leave some parent pages. Parents can pick those up, and some are going to take them home, and some are going to read them. And so it's just a way, again, of reaching our community. And they also can help us, let me go back to this one point. Are you marketing to your community or ministering to them? Because they can tell a difference. When you give them a tool that they can read that and pretty much understand what they might could do with that, then they know you're not just marketing to them, you're trying to minister to them. And again, that's important. So we've talked about several ways that we can use parent pages to help us meet some of our primary objectives. We can encourage and equip parents to disciple their children. We can elevate the value of families and discipleship in the church. We can make a positive impact on our guests. We can position our church in the community as a place that loves family. But they can also help us, this is the hard one, recruiting volunteers and leaders for ministry. Everybody's always trying to recruit more workers, and it takes a lot of work, you know, to do the ministry of the church. So here are just a few ideas. If you really decided we're going to be intentional and we're going to try to leverage this one simple, one sheet, two-sided paper, we're going to try to do everything we can with that and use it in as positive a way as possible. Here are some things that you might could think about to help you as you're trying to recruit people. You've got to coordinate how you're going to distribute them. Are you going to hand them out at the end of the service? You got to have somebody to do that. Okay? You got to make, just like you got to have ushers in your service, you're going to need somebody, maybe the same people, that could distribute, but you got to think about how to make that happen. Writing promotional blurbs that could be put in your church bulletin, that could be put on your Facebook site or sent out in emails. Developing short coaching podcasts. You could get a family and just do a short interview with them. Make that available to your people. Do a short video, promote parent pages. You could do your training for parent pages in a video. Share that with your families. Leveraging social media. Most churches nowadays are using social media in some way. You could have somebody that what they do, their job they've got at the church is they're going to do some pull quotes, they're going to pull an objective or whatever. They're going to post it in social media of the church, put it out to your people and anybody else that's peeking in on your church website. Create campaigns to share parent pages in your community. How can you do that? How can you get them out into your community? Some communities don't let you just go around door to door. But some communities have ways that you can connect with them. They may have a community center they'd let you leave some in or something of that nature. But you need to be figuring out how can we do that. Need to have people that can be thinking about that, developing plans of how you can do that. And very important, you need somebody that is always going to be championing the cause to your church leadership. Because things that we don't have somebody advocating for, by and by, they kind of begin to diminish and people begin to kind of forget about it. Or either they're just going through the motions, trying to do it without any intentionality. So you want somebody that's always collaborating with church leadership, with your teachers, your group leaders. You want to keep this initiative in front of everybody all the time so that everybody is thinking about, okay, we're very intentional in how we're using this. Here's what it can do for us, and we want to put our best behind it. So that's something that you need somebody to do. Recruit a Parent Pages team to help you with all these things, and there are many other things you could do with it. And so you're going up to somebody, you're not asking them to commit to teaching a class for the rest of their life. But you're saying, hey, could you help us, you know, with the website a little bit? You know, we'd like for you to, you know, have the Parent Pages, maybe put something up there once a week. And you're helping people that may not be involved get involved. You're helping people find a way that they can get involved in ministry. And so Parents Pages can help you also recruit volunteers, you know, to be more engaged in ministry. And usually when you get somebody involved, it may be seeming like a small commitment they make to this, that sets them up to make bigger commitments down the road to do more things. We all crawl before we walk. And so, there you have it. Parent Pages is the multitasking Swiss Army knife resource for your church. One simple free tool that offers five great solutions for your church. How do you get it? Well, it's included in the D6 Everyday Teaching Resources. You can get those in print or digital version, and it's going to be included in a bonus folder or as a reproducible in your kit. They're available at d6teacher.com. You can find them. And also, if you get the D6 Family app, you just scroll through, and there you got Parent Pages. So it's easy to get. And again, you can get it absolutely free. If you don't get the teaching resources, you can go to d6teacher.com, or you can get the D6 Family app. The app is free. Get in your app store, and then you've got access to Parent Pages and other resources in the app. Any questions?
I was going
to ask how to get it. And again, this just shows us what we can do when we're intentional about something. If we just think about, okay, what could we do with this?
I wish this was available when I was just, you know, nutrition. I decided to get a devotional myself at the bookstore, and I go home and I wake up my kids in the morning before breakfast, and we all have to go to the table, and we read a devotion, read the Bible every morning before we start. That was ginormous, huge for the kids. Talk about, and I now have 7 kids that are serving the Lord that haven't walked away. There's proof in the pudding that if you, as a father, pour into your children first thing in the morning, guarantee you they will walk. Of course, my wife, she homeschooled, so she was always doing Bible classes and pouring into the kids. So it started with dad, and then mom poured it in, and we're very faithful to God's house. So you want to have a good, healthy family that loves the Lord and wants to work for the Lord, this is how you do it. So there's your example. Yep. You said, have someone come speak. I'd love to come speak because I wish I had this. Mm-hmm. I really do, because this would have saved me a lot of time and effort to get it all done. But so now you're just saying it here. Here's an easy, this makes it easy. Here it is.
Yeah. Well, you can have parents that may be new to the faith. Okay. They've come into your church. They need some simple steps to get them started. You've got it right there. Just, you know, put it in their hand, kind of talk them through. Here's what you do with it, and you get them on the road to discipleship.
I didn't come to know the Lord until I was 28, so I didn't grow up in church. I didn't know the Bible stories. Yep. So that, here's, you know, I didn't know any of them.
Yeah, and we have a generation of that. And so this is just one resource that can help us try and redeem the time that we have with them.
D6teacher.com.
d6teacher.com, you'll find parent pages listed there. And the app is a great way to get it. And there are some other resources in the app also. If you're set up to wirelessly print, you can from your phone, from your computer, however. And this is a resource that we don't try to protect that. We want people to use this.
This could actually even be used as a lesson.
You could. If you got a good, capable teacher, they could. Now, we'd like for them to use the curriculum because there'll be so much more to help with them. And as good as this is, just think how much better it is if you also get the devotion magazines for every member in the family to be using also, which does give them an every day of the week devotion that they can be reading. And again, the whole family's doing this on the same theme every week. It just sets you up to have the conversation at home.
Have you seen the magazine?
The magazines are great. They are awesome.
And the magazine shows how you can get an order in the magazine, is that correct?
I think that information is in there. Yep.
I thought that would be a good one to buy for the church and just have it stacked by the entryway and say, make sure you pick up your...
And get the, don't depend on the kids to take it home. You know, recruit the adults to be responsible to do that. Well, thank you all so much for coming. I appreciate it. I hope this has been a help. If there's any way we can ever help you, feel free to reach out to you. Let me give you my card that you'll have it. And we exist to serve you. So any way we can do so, we welcome that opportunity. Thank you for coming.